Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is
Stanning BTS. And this week is super special because we're doing a fucking ship series.
It's another ship series episode.
So I have the cup.
She's got the cup.
With the names in it.
All the names.
We're gonna draw them.
Yay!
I'll go first. You guys know how this works. Bethany will draw a name after me, and whoever we draw, that's the ship we're doing.
That's the ship we're gonna do.
Oh, again, I'm so nervous.
Wait, you gotta...
Oh my god, shake it.
Okay.
Can you guys hear? I'm shaking the cup. Okay. What if I pull apart Jimin
again? It's always stress.
Wait, I don't want to look.
Okay.
You pull yours and then we'll look at the same time.
Look at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Here. Oh my god, I'm so scared.
I love how, like, anxious we get.
God. Oh, shoot. Taeyang.
Namjoon! Oh my god, Vmon!
Vmon! Yes!
This is so interesting because I was like, I really hope we do Vmon. I don't know.
Oh my god, and we got Taeyang!
I know, I love the Taeyang show. Oh my gosh, this is our first Taeyang one. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know what the ship is called because I just call it Vmon.
I feel like people call it Vmon a lot.
Yeah, because I know that RM changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's still justifiable. But anyways.
I don't know.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go research.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to research them in both a romantic perspective and from a friendship perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we research, we'll come back and we'll tell you everything about that ship.
Yeah. This might be kind of hard now because you really ship Taehyung and I really ship Namin now. Minjoon.
This is a really good ship, though.
They're
like roommates.
Yeah.
Well, now, I don't think they're roommates anymore, but they were roommates and like they've had many moments together.
And they were roommates. Okay. So we'll be back after doing research and we'll let you guys know everything.
Okay. We'll be back.
And we're back.
We're back.
We did research. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We have a lot of feels about this ship.
Yes.
About Vmon.
I feel like this happens every time, but we do have a lot of feelings about this ship.
Yeah.
It's a really good ship. What we kind of realized with it is there is almost little to no content on romantic moments.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, really tried to find some.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about this ship the same format that we did with the other ones. So we're going to start off with some romantic moments, and then, of course, we'll get into the friendship.
Yeah, and there's a lot of friendship moments. Like
So many.
There's so many.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for Vmon, for some romantic moments, one thing that came up, it was one of the only clips that would come up in YouTube videos. Besides, most videos or amino threads or anything were just, like, pictures, but not clips.
Yeah.
But there's a clip with, from the After School Club show, and the host asks a question, which BTS member does RM particularly care for?
Yeah, and so Jungkook, it's like a game. So Jungkook and Jimin had to guess what RM's response was.
Right.
Kind of like the newlywed game.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got the ship, honestly, I thought of this moment because I've seen so many things about Taeyang. So I really thought about this one. And so with this, Jimin, of course, writes Jimin because he thinks that RM particularly cares for him.
Namin.
Yeah, like
Minjoon.
And then Jungkook, of course, writes V.
Mm-hmm.
And we end up finding out that RM ended up saying, yes, V is the member that he particularly cares for. So the reason why we kind of chose this as a romantic moment is because you could kind of take it like he particularly cares for him in a different way from the other members.
Yeah. And Namjoon says that he always takes care of V in secret.
In secret.
So yeah. The way that he said that, you could definitely take it as like a romantic type thing that mm-hmm. he's like personally more specifically taking care of V in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason it's secretive, you know?
Yeah. I don't know why he used the word secretive.
I don't know. Maybe that's just how it translated also.
Yeah, that's true. So some other things that we saw just like clip wise, like behind the scenes for Boy in Love, when they were filming Boy in Love, they're definitely flirty with each other, like behind the scenes. And they're just playful. Like, mm-hmm. V is grabbing RM's arms.
From, like, behind.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. he has RM's arms, like, up in the air. And he's, like, almost holding on to, like, his upper arm.
Uh-huh.
And he's just shaking his arms all around. Like, uh-huh. being super goofy. Mm-hmm. Just so goofy.
Yeah. Another thing that we saw was the War of Hormone photo shoot.
Mm.
So there's this one particular photo that was like, oh my God. For me, I think this might be the most like convincing, mm-hmm. I guess.
For like romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also it's a photo shoot. So it's kind of like, well, they're doing it for the camera. But right. I don't know. Like the chemistry though.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla and I realized during this research is that RM and V have really, really good chemistry.
Amazing chemistry. Like, they really feed off of each other.
They really feed off of each other. Like, there's no, like, awkwardness or any, like, like, they just flow.
Yeah.
They flow really well.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't really expect with how different they are.
But as a, thinking in a romantic type way, they'd go together well.
Yeah.
You know, like, they'd make a, they'd make an easy couple, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. But anyway, so this War of Hormone photo shoot. So RM has his arm, like, wrapped around V's neck.
Mm-hmm.
And his face is really pressed against V's, like, head.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his nose is just, like, right on his head. And then his mouth is open.
Oh, my God. The mouth open. Why does it change everything?
I know. It's like a longing to, like, want to kiss you.
It's like he's
like an open
breathing
mouth
him
kiss.
In.
Yes.
Like, he's breathing in everything that Taeyong, like, smells like.
Yeah, the way he's, like, pressed against him is, mm-hmm. like, it's like he is longing for Taeyong to just, like, come up and, like, kiss him.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of sexual tension there.
Yes. And so, on top of this, Tae is, like, gripping RM's shirt.
Mm.
And it's like he's pulling him in.
Yeah.
And the picture is just sex. Like, it's so sexual.
It looks great, too, just because Namjoon is taller mm-hmm. than Tae. So it's like Tae is almost, like, pulling him down, and he's pulling him closer.
Yes.
And RM's, like, head is, like, right there,
it's
like,
pressed,
in his face.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So there, I mean, that was, like, one of the biggest type, like, romantic things.
For me, the chemistry, like, you can make the argument of how could they have done this, like, photo
right.
without having, like, it looks too familiar, like, comfortable. Like,
yeah.
It's way too comfortable.
No, their chemistry is undeniable.
Yeah.
Like, they are extremely comfortable with each other, and to be able to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting. The thing with V-mon, too, like, in a romantic way, this is my personal opinion. A lot of this is going to be opinion. I mean, ships.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
All opinion. but sometimes with Taekook, I really struggle to know who doms in the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I think I mostly think that Jungkook doms, but sometimes, like...
Oh, no. I feel like Taeyong is... I mean, he's older.
A lot of people think that, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sexy to think of
Tae being dom,
yeah. And, like...
He has it in him.
He kind of manhandles Jungkook a lot, too. But anyways, not talking about Taekook. But with RM, like, he looks like such a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like such a baby next to RM, and he looks so submissive, mm-hmm. and I'm into it.
RM just really, I feel like with any Namjoon ship, it's like, Namjoon is daddy.
Daddy, always, always, always. I can't ever see him not being the dominant one.
So that was like a picture, a photo shoot, the War of Hormone photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found another photo shoot, and I have no fucking clue what it's from.
We have no idea where it's from. We try to figure it out.
No, but...
We're just gonna have to describe it for you.
So Namjoon is like, it's like a steamy bathroom. And
he's like in the shower.
In the shower. Like, inside it has a glass door, and it had been steamed up, and he's like, he wiped the glass, so
mm-hmm.
it was clear in a place, and he's like staring through it.
But still foggy.
Still foggy. Oh, it's like, it's just so good. And for some reason, Taeyong is in there.
Uh-huh.
And...
Not in the shower.
No, not in the shower. But like...
That'd be great,
though. That would be definitely a romantic moment if if Taeyong were in the shower. No, he's, like, in the bathroom. Like, he's, like, in the area, probably just,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he's just, like, watching.
Being a,
like,
supportive...
Yeah, probably taking pictures of him.
I'm sure.
From afar.
But he... But he said, Taeyong said that RM looked deadly sexy.
Yeah.
Which
deadly sexy.
Deadly sexy. Like, if you look at him, you will die.
Yeah. I just, like, love that description. But for Taeyong to say that, like, he's deadly sexy.
I mean, there you go. So,
romantic moment.
Romantic moment.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, I mean, this is something that I noticed from the beginning, mm-hmm. the first time I watched the Run music video. Mm-hmm. So we know, like, with the Eutheria episode, like, in the storyline of their videos, RM and Taeyong are intertwined.
Yes.
You know,
their stories are
there
connected.
Is not one without the other, right? Mm-hmm. In the Run music video, they're, like, vandalizing, like, doing graffiti together, just, like, being bad, running away. Like, having so much fun, and it doesn't look like they're acting, you know?
No.
They're just, this is just, like, their friendship, like, mischievous, because Tay is mischievous as fuck.
No, he's so mischievous. And, like, he cannot be left alone.
Yeah, no.
He's gonna get himself in trouble.
He's like a puppy.
He is a puppy.
But, and then, but Taeyong brings that side out of Namjoon, mm-hmm. and so when they get together, they get into shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the Run music video is just showing that, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then when they get in trouble, where they're, like, getting arrested, and they're, like, the police have, like, slammed them up against the car, and their faces are against the car, and you get a shot of Taeyong's face pressed against the car as if he's looking at Namjoon, but he's looking straight into the camera,
uh-huh.
and then you get the same type of shot looking at Namjoon as if he's looking at V.
Uh-huh.
And just the look, that the way that V looks in his eyes.
His acting.
And his expression.
Yeah.
The way that he's looking at Namjoon, he's like happy.
Uh-huh.
He does not care that they're getting in trouble.
Uh-uh.
And he looks, like, in love. Like, uh-huh. he is idolizing this person next to him.
Yes.
And then Namjoon is looking at Taeyong like he's just like, whatever, you know, like,
but
this is
goofy.
It's
kind of sexual.
It's a sexual way.
It's kind of a sexual look that he's giving
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Like, almost kind of like he's proud that they're getting in
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah.
And, but V, like, goes from this, like, really happy, blissful to, like, and then he quickly changes his face to, like, worried or,
yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting.
But RM looks like, his eye said in here that his eyes are, like, wanting. Like,
yeah.
he looks like it's a turn on that they're getting in trouble together. Like,
that's a good way to
look
at it.
That's what this
yeah.
interaction looked like to me. And so I've always thought that, like, even, you know, before I even thought anything about ships, I was, you know, I was like, oh, like, that's a moment, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I love that moment for them. And I know that it's in a music video and they're acting and they have, like, the whole storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But again, to be able to pull off a scene like that, they have to have
mm-hmm.
natural chemistry,
mm-hmm.
which they do. So.
Yeah. Well, for the whole, like, all of the series, like, the HYYH, like, all of that storyline and stuff, like, you can tell that Big Hit and BTS really thought about the pairings.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just an amazing pairing that they paired RM and Taeyong together.
Yeah.
And I think it's because they have such good chemistry,
mm-hmm.
and I just love it. I
yeah.
just love it.
Yeah. I mean, look at the other pairings in the storyline, too.
They're perfect.
Suga and Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great pairing. They're
mm-hmm.
a great balance.
Mm-hmm.
And then
J-Hope and Jimin. Yeah.
Like, yes. So...
Yes.
Anyways, overall, that's pretty much all we have.
We feel terrible that we could not find any more.
Doing the romantic part of the ship is so, so fun.
It's so fun. So we were just, like, so upset
yeah.
that there was literally no content.
So, like, if you ship Vimon and you ship them romantically and you have, like, other romantic moments or something you, like, proof or evidence that
yeah.
you feel like is, like, this is why they're real, because we were searching, like, Vimon is real videos,
mm-hmm.
Vimon jealous moments, like, all this, and there's just nothing out there,
yeah.
really.
And,
know?
Like, I try to, like, look at when they touch each other,
mm-hmm.
like, obviously all the members touch each other.
Yeah.
But whenever Vimon is touching each other, it's so lightheartedly playful
mm-hmm.
and goofy. Like, they're just cracking up.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, sensual or, like, longing.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, it's always, like, really, like, they're laughing and
no.
they're just having
yeah.
a good time together. I mean, this, I'm excited to talk about the friendship, though.
Me too.
Because I feel like the past two ship episodes, we really hit the sexual part of it, romantic.
That's what really presented itself to us as we dived into...
Yeah.
As we dove into research.
Yeah.
You know, because we're pretty much going into these ship episodes blind.
Yes.
Besides when we get to Taehyuk, uh-huh. and besides because I used to ship Yunmin so hard when
we get
to Yunmin.
Yeah, we know a lot about Yunmin.
But... Mm-hmm. Like, with Sugar Cookie and Namin, like, we didn't know anything.
No.
And so, everything that, like, we're talking about is just what we've found
we've come across.
Yeah, to see if mm-hmm. there's really any semblance to these ships.
Yeah.
Like, if they're, you know, if there's really any reality to them or whatever. So, as far as Vimon goes, romantically, in reality, probably not there.
Yeah.
You know?
But this is such a good friendship. And
I'm excited.
Like, since our past two were so romantic,
mm-hmm.
like, it's exciting to do this one because it's a really big friendship ship.
Yeah.
It's a popular ship.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I mean, they were roommates.
Yeah. Probably not now.
Not now.
I'm pretty sure that Jungkook and Taehyung are roommates
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Like, that's the
theories.
They
share a bed.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
Mm.
But
we
heard that, yeah. I mean, they were sleeping together anyway, so. This ship is such a good friendship.
Yeah.
Such a good friendship.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and talk about it.
Sure.
Because, sorry to all of our listeners, if you enjoy the romantic ship stuff, that we really just weren't able to come across much of it.
So as far, we have a lot of friendship moments. I feel like we could talk forever about their friendship moments
mm-hmm.
because there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
You could take any interaction between them and be like, what an amazing friendship.
There's a lot of moments. And we're going to touch on a good amount of them,
yeah.
I feel like, but there's definitely way more than
we're going to talk
about. I mean,
like,
there's an infinite amount of moments for them.
Yeah.
So, the first one, this is the one that I immediately thought of in terms of friendship moments,
mm-hmm.
just because it was on Burn the Sage,
mm-hmm.
and with Burn the Sage being so recent,
yeah.
I immediately thought of it. So, this is when they were in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and honestly, you could take this romantically, too. But they were in Chicago, and all of the members had time before their performance, and they...
To just kind of, like, hang out.
To hang out
yeah.
and explore the city.
Yeah.
And so, what ended up happening is, I think, Jin, J-Hope, Jungkook, Jimin, maybe?
They went to, like, Dave and Buster's or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And, like, Jin went and got, like, hot dogs.
Yoongi walked around, like, a fucking Best Buy.
Yeah, Yoongi was by himself.
He was like, I don't need to buy anything, but I'll
mm-hmm.
just browse.
Like, yeah, but they were all just having fun.
Just
why not?
Literally just walking through the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, but they could do... Yeah, I know.
And
but
no,
they
nobody...
Nobody knew. But so what happened here is RM and Taehyung decided to hang out.
Yeah.
And they went to a park.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, like, they don't really say much to each other.
No.
They're just taking it in.
At least it's not showing in the Burn the Stage episode. Like, they could have edited out. Like, they're not going to show their whole lengthy conversation, I guess.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I do love this scene.
I mean, they're obviously so close
yeah.
to each other. And I really feel, this is my own view on it, I feel like V really wanted to just go to a park.
And just hang out and be outside.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it wasn't like a nice day out.
No,
so,
it was cold.
Yeah,
it was super cold.
Chicago can get really cold because it's right next to the lake and cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like an overcast day. Everything was gray.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold because they literally went to the park right by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's just, it was quiet, there was no one around, it was
mm-hmm.
completely deserted, so it was just maybe one of those, maybe they both went to, like, reflect, just, like, calm
mm-hmm.
down, unwind, and, like, mentally prepare for their performance.
Yeah.
Which I just think is such, one, it's such a Namjoon thing to do,
uh-huh.
and it's such a... Namjoon thing to include Taehyung in that.
I feel like Taehyung enjoys doing things like that too.
Yes, which
yes.
is why they're such a good friendship because
uh-huh.
they can go do just stuff like that. Like, they don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Taehyung enjoys having a place where he can kind of let his mind be blank
uh-huh.
because I feel like he has a lot going on all the time.
He has so much going through his head all the time.
Yeah.
I told you this earlier today. Like, whenever I look at Taehyung, whenever people are talking to him,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't think he's ADD, but maybe a little bit. Like, I think he just has so many thoughts
mm-hmm.
going through his head. I think he's super creative.
Yeah.
And he has these kind of just... you know, out of the box thoughts.
Yeah.
And I think they're just constantly going through his head. So when people are talking to him, I think he's listening, mm-hmm. but I think he has to really focus mm-hmm. on active listening. Because other than that, he's just got so much going through his head.
It just goes over.
You can see just by looking at him that so much is going in mm-hmm. his head, going through his head.
And I feel like Namjoon is good because he's such an intelligent and intuitive person. Mm-hmm. And he's so empathetic that I feel like when Taeyong is having all of these thoughts or whatever, if he just, you know, blurts out some random idea, Namjoon is able to kind of decipher it and
yes.
figure out exactly what Taeyong is meaning yeah. and what he wants.
It comes off confusing to some people.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, it's not ever really phrased in a way that is considered normal.
Yeah, it can be off-putting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think RM just is fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And RM is totally fascinated with whatever Taeyong has to say.
Yeah. So I would love to know what conversations they had in that park
yeah.
that day. I'm sure that, I bet mm-hmm. they had a very deep, wonderful conversation yeah. on their walk there and walking around sitting there.
Mm-hmm. And then they went to Panda Express.
Yes!
Yes, yes, yes. This is such a cute... Also, by the way, you can take that moment totally romantically, though. Like,
yeah.
that looked like a date. Like, I have to put myself into, like, the romantic ship perspective. Mm-hmm. If Jungkook and Taeyong were to have gone to the park...
You'd be freaking out.
I'd be flipping out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my god, it's a date. And
yeah.
then it looks like a date for
yeah.
them. And so, definitely can take it mm-hmm. as a romantic moment.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up going to Panda Express.
Yeah, Panda Express.
Panda.
I just love, every single time, like, he actually has changed his answer now on what his favorite American food is now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
oh, wait, didn't he say, like, an egg salad
sandwich? Yeah, but, like, last year, like, the AMAs, in all the interviews, he would say, like, what's your favorite food that you look forward to getting when you come to America? And V just goes, Panda Express. Every
yes.
time. It's just, every time I pass Panda Express, I go, Panda Express. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they go to Panda Express after the park,
mm-hmm.
which I think is cute because it's, like, they're going to V's favorite place.
Yeah.
You know?
You could tell that RM, I think V wanted to do these things.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the other members weren't too thrilled about it.
And so
RM
was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so supportive.
He's so supportive.
So loving.
Yes. But they go to Panda Express,
mm-hmm.
and it's RM does his scrunchy face
yeah.
for Taeyong.
Oh, no, his scrunchy face reserved for Jimin only.
No, but he does the scrunchy face. So V is like, I don't know, they're just trying to get their food all assembled before they eat it. And so V's got like the lids and the straws and stuff for the drink.
Mm-hmm.
And V got like way too big of a lid for the cup. And it's like over, like it's just like pouring over like the small little cup, and he puts it on anyways.
With the straw.
And RM does his scrunchy face because he thinks
it's so cute.
It's so
funny.
Cute. And V can't help but to laugh too. Like he just thinks it's hilarious.
V is just like, whatever.
This
I'm
is,
still gonna eat.
He's like, this is my daily life.
This like, is fine.
Yeah, this is literally V's daily life.
He just rolls with it. And like, I just love that moment so much.
He's so goofy.
And they bought hella food too.
Oh yeah.
They had like, I mean, the triple entree with like their rice and then like another side and big ass drinks.
I'm glad they're eating well.
Right.
So
I guess, I mean, speaking of that moment, Burn the Stage, where they were here in the United States, we can go into, like, some AMAs kind of moments.
Yeah. So, again, the good thing about this ship is that I'm such a huge Taeyong stan, so I knew about all these moments already. Like,
right.
I immediately, when we figured out that we were doing V-mon, I was like, I already know of, like, 20 different
yeah.
things
yeah.
because I've just
consumed
all the
Taeyong
videos.
Content.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, I know it all.
Expert.
Yeah. But really. So for the AMAs, this was like a Bangtan TV thing that they put out.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a behind the stage for their trip to the US for the AMAs.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in this like camper.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like getting ready and prepping for the AMAs because this was their first time performing on live TV in America.
Mm.
And so they were, like, I think all really, really nervous, and they really needed, like, kind of pep talk. And so they end up getting out of this camper,
mm-hmm.
and they all look amazing, and they're ready to go to, like, the red carpet, like, preview,
yeah.
whatever.
They're all getting hyped. I think, like, Namjoon is, like, hyping everybody else up.
Yeah, so he's just, like, doing a pep talk, mm-hmm. basically, and he's getting everyone ready. But if you look at Taeyang, it's hard not to notice this.
Yeah.
Taeyang is standing right in front of Namjoon.
He's the only one, like, not facing the camera.
Yeah, his back is to the camera. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even care about the camera. He's just looking at Namjoon. Mm-hmm. And he's holding on to his suit jacket. Mm-hmm. And he's playing with it. He's kind of, like, setting it to make it look perfect. Mm-hmm. But he's also kind of, like, tugging at it.
It's, like, nervous fixing.
It's nervous fixing. Uh-huh. But it's funny because RM is, like, not really paying attention to him. Like, he's, like, looking
leaning
over.
Around.
Yeah, looking around him, like, get out of my way a little bit.
Well, I think he's just kind of letting him be there.
He is letting him be there.
He knows
he's
that...
He's not annoyed.
No, not at all. He knows that whatever Taeyang is thinking and feeling, like, he's doing that for a reason.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So he's... Yeah, Taeyang's doing that. And then as he's doing it, he says, I'm proud of you.
Aww.
And he says this. This is a common theme mm-hmm. with Taeyang. He is always saying this to Namjoon. Mm-hmm. I am proud of you. Mm-hmm. He said it before Billboard last mm-hmm. year when they received the top social artist, which they're probably going to receive tonight.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, so it's just, like, you can see the admiration mm-hmm. that Taeyang has for Namjoon.
Yeah, I mean, every single time that he says, I'm proud of you, he says it in English in the clips that we've seen, and it's when they're gearing up to go to some sort of event where Namjoon is going to have to take the lead and speak a lot of English, which yeah. is really hard. Like, anytime yeah. that I have to switch into Spanish mode as mm-hmm. a non-native Spanish speaker, it's so draining and so tiring. And if you're not specifically listening, like, I was at work yesterday, and, like, these two Hispanic women, they were speaking in Spanish, and I was just in my own world, and I'm, like, over by, like, this little prep area, and they said something to me, but I was not paying attention, so I you know, I didn't even know at mm-hmm. first, even though I speak Spanish, mm-hmm. and so I think they all know how hard it is on Namjoon
yeah.
to take on that role and to have yeah. to kind of be the face and the voice in the States. So for Taeyang, that's like his simple way of supporting Namjoon yeah. and being like, thank you.
Yeah.
And also, you're amazing for doing this, yeah. you know?
I think all of them are very supportive mm-hmm. of RM, but RM is always, I mean, he's the leader, so he's always talking to all of them and encouraging them and just, like, getting them ready before
yes.
every concert, before this AMA performance. And so, eventually, like, I mean, no one really... I think they all say things to Namjoon, too, but
yeah.
it's just not as common, obviously.
And it's not repeated over uh-huh. and over again.
So, I feel like Taeyang maybe is aware that no one really gives him a pep talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he, like, goes out of his way to make sure, like, hey... Namjoon, I'm proud of you.
Yes,
I'm proud of you.
Because it is always Namjoon giving the pep talk, and he mm-hmm. does not get one, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he needs one just as much as the other members
do. And Taeyang knows that, and he's
uh-huh.
just as supportive.
Yeah. This is where Taeyang just kind of, sometimes he comes off as, like, really not focused.
Aloof.
Yeah. But you can tell that V can be very sincere.
Yeah.
And so
well, of
sweet.
Of course.
So sweet.
Yeah, this is why this is a great friendship.
Yes.
Like, they truly care about each other so, so much.
Which oh, yeah.
you can say with other members also, but, like, it's when you're... When we do this research for these ship episodes, when we really are going in to examine this friendship, where we examine this potential relationship, and we examine everything that we can find about a friendship, you get to really see the differences in the interactions between the members.
Every member,
They all have their different dynamic.
Really?
Of course, because they're all different people.
Yeah.
My friendship with you is different than my friendship with other people,
yeah.
you know?
But it's really just, like, intriguing how different they
mm-hmm.
all are. Like, it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And how...
But V-mon, man, it's like the friendship... is very unique.
The chemistry is really, like, they really balance each other.
Oh, so, so much.
So
and
well.
You can tell that they just understand one another.
Yeah, because...
Like, they, like, on a really deep, like, how they're, like,
on a
their
really
thought
deep
process,
level. Yeah.
They understand how the other one kind of thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Which
yeah.
is really neat.
Yeah. And I think that's how we see Namjoon all the time being so supportive of Taeyang.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. So I think that's how Taeyang knows that it's, you know, his turn to be supportive
mm-hmm.
with Namjoon.
Yeah.
Because he knows that same thought process.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about during the Fire era. This clip. Mm-hmm. We don't really know what it's from because it's super hard to find the sources for some of these. But it's like, you guys will know it if you've seen it. They're like sitting around like a small table and
we just don't know what the program is called. They've been doing this from the beginning where they sit around a table and they all answer questions.
Yeah, and they like hang out and talk, and there's a ton of videos like it. But it's not like a live, it's not a run.
It's not like a radio show either. I have no idea. Yeah.
But anyways, so this is during the Fire era, and we can tell from like Namjoon's obnoxious hair.
his hair.
Because he has like that teal like haircut that's mm-hmm. like really choppy around the edge.
Yeah, Jin's got the blonde hair too.
Oh, Jin with blonde hair. Ha, huh, Angel.
Yes.
An angel. Prince Charming. Okay. So anyways, all of the members are sitting around this table. And I don't know what question they're answering at this time, mm-hmm. but J-Hope says about him and Namjoon, he says, "We are very close, but there's a little bit that's complicated and awkward." And then he goes on to say, "There's like a border between us."
Yeah, like Jin agrees. Yeah. There's like a border.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. Yoongi also agrees. He says, "It's the same thing with me and you," referring to my, like, Yoongi and RM.
Yeah.
So, and then Namjoon is kind of like thrown off by this. He's like, "What? There's distance between us? Like, am I a bully?"
Yeah, he says, "Am I a bully?"
And then instantly, supportive little brother Taeyong, he goes, "Yeah, but not with us, Young."
Yeah,
not with us. Mm-hmm. And then he reaches across, they high five, they connect like that, and Namjoon agrees. He goes, "You're right, we don't. Mm-hmm. They have no distance.
Awkward, no discomfort, no complications to their friendship.
Yeah, there's nothing hidden about the other person between them, mm-hmm. you know? Complete comfort, complete, I feel like they have so much trust between each other.
I feel like they
can
be so open with one another.
So open.
Like, I think with them being roommates, it worked out really well because Namjoon, there was a lot of times that I think they struggled where V was staying up really late and mm-hmm. V was like gaming mm-hmm. and being kind of loud. Mm-hmm. And Namjoon could be straight up with him and be like, "You're being too loud. You need to stop it." And Taeyang would not even get upset about it. Like, Taeyang would be like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong.
And like, he's super considerate about it now, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like they have this understanding from all this time that they've lived together, and Namjoon being so wise mm-hmm. and really taking the time to understand Taeyang as a person.
Yeah.
Which, anytime that somebody takes the time to understand who you are, you're gonna be so close.
Yes.
And so they have this incredible truth between each other.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like there could be no issue between them, you know, because they just are at this point in their friendship where they just work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, nothing is a problem, really, you know?
I think they've gotten in, like, arguments, but I feel like they've never been really bad.
No. So I love that scene at the table.
Yeah, I think I love it because it really shows, like, the difference between Namjoon and J-Hope's friendship and Namjoon and Yoongi's friendship, and then to see how special that Namjoon and Taeyang's friendship mm-hmm. is, that, like, there's just no complications to it.
Yeah, and also, we think about the rap line being so close, mm-hmm. especially because Namjoon, J-Hope, and Yoongi, they all produce together.
Yeah, they write the lyrics, they produce it, they rap together, they practice together. I mean, that, like, the rap line is super close.
They have to be so tight.
Yeah.
And so for them to say, there's still some awkwardness, some distance between us sometimes, but to not have that with Taeyang, I think that just speaks volumes about their friendship.
It speaks volumes about their friendship.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's another, I love this one. So this is an interview, it was kind of like a Bangtan TV behind the scenes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it could have been for like a run episode too, but I'm not entirely sure. But you guys will probably know what I'm talking about when I say it. Taeyang is like sitting and he's kind of like in a hallway or in like a white room or something, but he's got like a red long sleeve shirt on mm-hmm. and he's got black and white striped pants on.
Yes.
And
he looks so good in this clip.
He looks so good. I don't know if this is around the Dope era because he's got like the really thick, like,
thick hair.
One of my favorite hairstyles mm-hmm. on him. Like just his normal, like just brown mm-hmm. hair, but it's like pulled to the front.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, isn't it straight?
It's straight. Mm-hmm.
And he looks so cute.
His hair's so fluffy.
I don't know why, but I feel like this video was taken late at night.
Maybe.
I don't know why, but he looks like he's, like, sitting in a lobby or something.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, chilling out, but he's so, so cute.
So cute. But anyways, so he decides to share this story about being roommates with RM.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he came home really late at night. Actually, early in the morning. It was, like, 5 a.m. He had gotten back, and he tried to be really quiet, and so he went to get into bed, and apparently their beds were, like, attached at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says that this is one of the cutest, softest moments that he's seen of Namjoon. And he gets into bed, and Namjoon is, like, completely passed out.
Mm-hmm.
But then he, like, reaches out and, like, grabs his hand.
When he's asleep?
Yeah, he's asleep. Well, he, like, I don't know if he remembers doing it, but he was, like, asleep. But he must have, like, when he went to bed, he must have been thinking about where is Taeyang, mm-hmm. when is he gonna get back, or, like, worried about him, mm-hmm. and so...
Or just, like, used to his presence.
Yeah, used to him being there, mm-hmm. yeah. So, for him to be half asleep and totally out of it, and to do this, like, he must have really been worried about him,
yeah.
or just, like, where were you? But he's, like, asleep.
Mm.
So, V gets into bed, mm-hmm. and... he's trying to be quiet and everything, and Namjoon just totally throws him off guard because he goes out and he grabs his hand real tightly.
Mm-hmm.
And V's kind of like, oh my god, like, what? And so he says that he, like, tries to shake him off. Like, uh-huh. what are you doing? Like, let go. But he's, like, holding on to his hand so tightly, and he's just like, oh, you're back? Or, like, I don't know, he says something like that. Like,
oh, you made it back?
You made it back.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And V just thought that it was so precious, mm-hmm. and so sweet and yeah. so cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. And I love that clip because watching Taeyong tell that story.
Oh, I know.
Like, his face
He's
lights
so happy.
Up. He's so happy. He thinks it's, like, the cutest thing in the world that Namjoon, like, grabbed his hand,
mm-hmm.
and was like, you know, that he knew that he was concerned about him,
mm-hmm.
and he had said, like, oh, a lot of times I'll stay up, like, 5 a.m. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was dawn when I was coming
yeah.
to bed. Like, it's just so cute.
Yeah, it's very
I
cute.
I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about maybe some moments from the Wings tour.
Yeah. So there was one moment really from the Wings tour that I don't even know what song it was, but RM is like, it's like a fan cam of him, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he, the song is going on, and he's just looking out in the audience, and he can see all of ARMY. Like, he is caught up in the moment. He is just so happy. He looks like he's just in euphoria,
oh,
like, looking
yes.
out at all of ARMY in the
yes.
audience. He's so caught up in the moment that he forgets to rap his part.
Wait, what song are they singing?
I don't know. We can try to figure
he
it out.
He was just caught up in it.
He was so caught up in it. And so he... He then realizes, and you said this, that he looks sheepish.
Oh my god, yes, he just, like, he's, like, it, like, he surprised himself.
Yeah, well,
like,
he forgot his line, and, like, he's like, performing at this concert.
I mean, on stage in front of thousands of people, and
uh-huh.
he was just fully just taken aback mm-hmm. from the audience and from their singing input into the song and just looking around, staring at all the lights and the army bombs and
mm-hmm.
all the stuff. And
so caught up in the
moment. Emotional.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he just forgot.
Like, the instrumental is going and then it gets like, he realizes that no
he's
one
like,
is
oh.
singing or rapping. He's like, oh, and then, like, he's kind of laughs at himself too. And V is standing like right behind
mm-hmm.
him. And man, V quickly turns around and has got that huge boxy adorable
oh.
smile on, and he is just laughing, and
yeah.
he just thinks it's so cute and funny that
yeah.
RM forgot to start
yeah.
rapping his part, and it's just, and then he of course wraps his arm around RM
mm-hmm.
to kind of like comfort him.
Yes,
also,
like, it's hey, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. And it's not like a super serious song. It was definitely a lighthearted
right.
kind of getting towards the end of the concert, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But so, also, V looks so adorable
oh,
in
yeah.
this.
He looks
he's
so
got those
cute.
Big round
those
glasses.
Glasses.
Oh, he's got like a bandana, I think, like around his neck or on his shirt or something. And
mm-hmm.
he's just like, looks so cute and
yeah.
soft, and his hair is fluffy. And
yeah.
he's just so cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
I love that moment, too, because with Namjoon, we don't see him be emotional very
mm-hmm.
often.
Yeah.
So to see that clip of him so caught up in his emotions that
mm-hmm.
he forgets to rap, you
I know?
Know. And seeing Taeyong, he immediately turned
yeah.
around once he started him, just started laughing with him, laughing it off, you know?
Yeah.
You know RM would feel guilty, you
yeah.
know? Like, he would let himself feel bad about that if Taeyong
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have been there to just, like, wrap his arm around him and laugh and
mm-hmm.
just be like, it's okay. okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, we need to talk about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock is a big Vimon moment slash just...
creation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for the 4-year anniversary of BTS existing, Taeyong wanted to write a song, like, I guess, for BTS to celebrate their 4-year anniversary. And this was when they were doing, like, the house party performances. They were putting that together for ARMY. So there is, like, a Bangtan Bomb of, like, kind of some behind the scenes of, like, them practicing and, like, doing their first practice on stage for this song. But basically what happened is Taeyong went to Namjoon and said, I want to write a song for to celebrate us, you know.
And he just wanted to write a song. Like, what we learned from Burn the Stage is that Taeyong really admired Yoongi, J-Hope, and RM for being such great artists and producers. And so he was like, I really want to. I aspire to write a song.
Yes. So, of course, he's like, I've never written a song before. He's, he, you know, there's some clips where he was, like, trying his hand at poetry, and literally Namjoon is the only one being supportive.
Oh,
like,
no.
There's a clip where he's standing.
It's from Boy in Love.
It's from Boy in Love. It's, like, extra time when they're filming. Like, their shooting day for the actual Boy in Love music video. And, Namjoon is sitting in a school desk, and Taeyong is standing, and he's, like, reading his poem to Namjoon, and J-Hope is in the background, and his face just looks disgusted.
He looks so disgusted.
He looks so confused. You know,
he's, like, looking like a snob, like, I'm the son of an English teacher. Like, this is awful.
You know what he looks like? He looks like, you know that other clip of... they're, like, in an office or something doing a run episode, and Jimin starts rapping, and Yoongi has that look on his face, like what the fuck?
Yeah, like, this is awful.
That's the look J-Hope had. And but Namjoon, like, literally cheers him on for this poem, and he, like, the last line that Taeyong says, you know, he says, like, I go up onto the fourth step, and then, like, I don't know, like, you know, he doesn't know what's gonna happen next or something, and Namjoon was like, wow, that just leaves, like, such a feeling of, like, you know, anxiety for the future, or, like, wanting to know, and, like, you know, he's just so supportive.
He's so supportive. Like, what may have sounded, like, really stupid to other people, RM just saw, like, the beauty behind...
and potential, and he understood the meaning that Taeyong was trying to convey.
Exactly. Yes.
So when Taeyong went to Namjoon to write this song, of course Namjoon said yes, and of course Namjoon was like, I'm gonna write this with you, I'm gonna produce this with you, and we're gonna perform it together, and you know what? I don't sing, but I'll sing this song with you.
Yeah, and he, like, really is not comfortable with singing.
No, his singing voice is not pretty. It can be. He doesn't have a lot of range.
He's a rapper.
He has a small range.
Yeah.
So the higher notes are hard for him.
But he can carry a tune.
He can carry a tune.
For sure.
It's not like he's tone deaf. He's a musician.
No, yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't have a high range, and he's not comfortable singing, but he did it for Taeyong.
Yes.
And the song that they put, I mean, we've been humming it for hours now because it's so catchy. It's
so
just
good.
So beautiful.
Yes.
And anyways, so they wrote it together, and...
yeah, and so apparently V wrote... where he got inspiration for the song is he was waiting for what we think is he was waiting for Jimin at a park and it was just getting to, like, dusk. Dusk, right?
Yes, dusk. Like the evening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get dawn and dusk mixed up. I'm so stupid. It was dusk. Don't laugh at me.
You're laughing at yourself.
I have a master's degree. anyways. But he was really feeling inspired at this time. Mm-hmm. Like, he just thought it was so beautiful that he's in this park. He's waiting for one of his best friends. And, like, the scenery around him is just so beautiful because, like, the sun is setting and the moon is rising.
Of course he's inspired. He's a true artist.
Yes, a true artist. So what Taeyong says, just a quote about 4 o'clock, he says... so, a proper song that I wrote and composed by myself for the first time will soon be released. Honestly, it lacks so much if I do it alone, so Ratman Young helped me to make it cool, and I succeeded. Please anticipate it. It's not the first self-composed song, but a properly made self-composed song. I wrote it with a different feel from Stigma. And so, again, he's just, like, saying that without Ratmon, like, it wouldn't be what it is. And that he really looked to him and that he got so much help from him while composing this song. Like, he made it a properly composed song. Because of the help from Namjoon.
Yeah.
So then Namjoon says, "This time I teamed up with Taeyang and worked on something really cool. It contained a lot of Taeyang's contribution." And then he also says, because he helped out with it a lot, he says, "I hope it's the closest expression of Taeyang's Dawn."
Aww.
Dawn?
His Dawn?
He says Dawn! He
says
Dawn.
Is it supposed to be Dusk?
This is why I'm confused. Okay, either the sun is setting or the sun
is
rising. Who knows? Okay, so
well,
then...
not us.
Yeah. Okay, so the last thing that we're going to talk about is their V-Live moments.
Oh, yes!
Yeah, and they do two V-Lives, really. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably more, but there's...
two that we know of, and two that come up the most often.
Yeah. So there's the one that they did after performing at the Gochik Dome.
Yeah.
And so it was the night after that. So that was, like, their biggest stage that they performed on.
They, like, they were saying in the V-Live that that was, the Gochik Dome holds 35,000 people. So they were performing anywhere between 30 and 35,000 people. That's
so many.
Insane. That's so many people. And they had just gotten home from dinner with all the other members. And they were like, "Don't worry, we're not drunk. We're sober."
Yeah, we're sober. Taeyang says that. He's like...
it's so funny.
"Wait, don't worry.
They have to know."
Yeah. He's so goofy.
Yeah.
But this V-Live is so, so, so cute. So many V-mon feels.
Yes.
So many V-mon feels. I mean, they are just laughing. They are just having a blast. And actually, my phone background is from this V-Live because I think V just looks so good.
So good.
I mean, RM does too. He's got, like, those glasses on and he takes...
his hair looks crazy, though. Yeah. And he has a hood up and glasses on. You can't really, like, see him.
He's so funny, though, because he, like, gets up close to the... he gets up close to the... either the computer or their cell phone to, like, see the comments or to, like, see how many viewers they have. And he peers over his sunglasses.
Like, little, over the top of them. You can see, like, tiny slivers of his eyes just, like... peering over. It looks so funny.
Such a goofy guy. But him and Taeyang are just having a blast together, and it's really just Namjoon doing kind of a Q&A with Taeyang.
Like a guided kind of... and they said that they weren't on V-Live for any specific reason.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't get on to necessarily celebrate. They didn't get on, like, for... you know, like, Jimin will get on V-Live, like, for his birthday or whatever. But they were just like, "We just want to hang out with you guys."
And so Taeyang ends up answering a lot of these questions. One of the things that I really, really love is they started talking about how Jimin, for his... for his birthday, they were getting him gifts or whatnot, and that Jimin is just such a good gift giver, and, like, he's put this pressure on them or whatnot. And V says to Namjoon, "Can I talk about this?" And Namjoon right away says, "No, whatever it is, no."
"Do not bring my mans into your mouth."
But he's just saying, like, I just find it funny because V does kind of say some things that I think either makes BTS nervous because it can be taken... wrong. But he never means it to be wrong.
I mean, we know that as ARMY, but the world may not know that, you know?
It's funny, too, because then, even after Namjoon says, "No, whatever it is, no," V continues to say it. Like, he doesn't, he's just is like, "Then I won't say it." But then
he continues says it anyways.
He says it anyways.
He says that Namjoon had created a group text, like, separate with all the other members besides Jimin, just to let them know that he had already given Jimin his gift. He gave, Namjoon gave Jimin his birthday present early.
And Namin feels.
And he wanted to let the other members know so that way they didn't, like, feel bad. He wanted to be considerate. So that way, like, they wouldn't feel weird or awkward that, like, Namjoon had already done that. So anyways, so for some reason Taeyang, like, had to bring it up, though. Like, it's not even relevant to anything.
No.
And then they're like, Namjoon was like, "Well, I didn't want you to say it because I didn't want to make Jimin feel awkward." And, like, he was like, "Well, maybe he won't know." And Namjoon's like, "You know he's watching."
Yeah, like, of course Jimin is watching. Yes.
Yeah, he knows right now. Anyways.
Yeah. So
we could talk about...
they have so many more moments. So many more moments. And really what we found out about this ship is it is a strong, I think it is one of the strongest friendships in BTS. Yeah. And it's kind of an unexpected one.
Yeah.
Like Taehyuk and V-min, such good friends.
Yeah.
Such good friends. Mm-hmm. So funny with each other. So silly with each other. And with RM having this leader role and having to be more serious, and then Taehyung is seen as this aloof, goofy, out there, just kind of fun-loving person.
One's a Young, one's a Maknae.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just is very, it's a serious friendship, too. It throws you off. It throws you off. And honestly, when you look at it, it's such a good friendship. Yeah. It's so sincere. It's so genuine. Mm-hmm. They truly love each other.
Yeah, they really care about each other.
I mean, all the BTS members obviously love each other and care about each other, but this is special. Yeah. This is a special friendship. This is a friendship that you can tell Taehyung and Namjoon will cherish
forever. Yeah. They have no boundaries. They have no secrets. Mm-hmm. You know, they feel like they can both be very open and honest with each other no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like Namjoon probably carries that role with a lot of other, with the other members in BTS, because him as the leader, they should be able to talk to him about anything. And he quite often acts as like a mediator. Mm-hmm. But I just think that they have this special connection where they just click. You know, Namjoon just really understands Taehyung, and Taehyung appreciates that so much, and together they just love each other and care about each other and offer both, so much support.
Yeah, they both have very beautiful minds.
Yes.
Very different minds, but very beautiful. Like, Taehyung has that very artistic and creative kind of mind, and Namjoon, you can tell, is very intrigued by it.
Yeah.
And just wants to know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And RM has he's very much more logical, but also creative.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I think that's one of the ways that they connect.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest ways they connect.
Yeah. Through their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their intellect, because Taehyung does have a very unique kind of intellect in the way that he approaches things, and I think Namjoon's genius level IQ, he really can latch on to that, and I think they just really, they understand each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both really smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody should know Taehyung is really smart.
Taehyung is really smart.
People think that he's just goofy or whatever, but
he's like a virtuoso, kind of artistic smart. You know, like just how Picasso and like Albert Einstein, like all of them are kind of, they all have this weird kind of vibe to them. And so Taehyung kind of gives off that eccentric feel, but he's so smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Yeah, brilliant. So I just want to say, I feel like the best way to describe their friendship is that Taehyung is like Namjoon's little brother.
That's exactly
That's like their dynamic. And I feel like that works cross-culturally.
Yes.
Like, then the way that we understand and of family dynamics in, like, the States, and also in, like, the whole, like, honorific kind of system in Korea. That's how they act towards each other, like older and younger brother, in the ways that Namjoon is so loving and protective of Taehyung, and then he's so proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
He understands him. He takes the time to understand him.
Yes.
And he really, I feel like Namjoon really works to ensure that Taehyung can shine as bright as possible.
He cherishes him.
Really does.
He cherishes him.
He, and then on the flip side, Taehyung loves Namjoon so much.
Yes.
So much. We saw this clip earlier where I think Namjoon was like doing an interview or something, but Taehyung is standing watching like the TV screen that Namjoon is on, and he has his phone out and he has the camera open and he's like zooming in on his face. Yeah, to take a picture of Namjoon's face. Like, he's just so proud.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I have to capture this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, he really respects Namjoon.
So much respect for him.
He loves him. He wants him to be happy.
He looks up to him.
Yeah, and he wants to care for him also.
He's like one of his idols.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like the way that you look up to your older sibling. I feel like Taehyung is always seeking kind of that validation and that adoration from Namjoon that he feels towards Namjoon. You know, he just adores him. He just wants to make him proud.
Yeah. He wants to make him proud. And, like, one thing that I forgot to mention for the V-Lives is I think Namjoon is so proud of Taehyung's English.
Yes!
And how good he's gotten at English. I mean, Taehyung, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever they were on, like, the Bon Voyage, when they were in Hawaii, he's at the table, and I don't know what he says, but he quickly turns to Namjoon and is like, hey, I said this in English, or whatever.
No, the waiter came and said something, and he was like, hey, I understood.
Yeah, I understood that. That was it. Yeah.
And they, like, did a high five. He was like, great job.
He was, like, on the other side of the table, but they managed to high five each other. Yeah. But he's, like, seeking, you know, praise.
Yes.
And I love that V-Live that they do together, and they speak English, and he's like, hi, I'm God. And you're God? Yeah, God.
It's so wonderful. It's so cute. And you can tell how much Taeyang seeks that validation specifically from Namjoon, because he does look up to him so much and he appreciates him so much. And a positive affirmation from Namjoon means the world to Taeyang.
Yes.
The world.
Like a little brother.
Yeah. And so I feel like Tae brings like a level of innocence to their relationship, to their friendship, and Namjoon brings in, like, the maturity.
Yeah.
And together, they just have that...
That balance.
That chemistry.
The chemistry.
Where they... Taeyang gets Namjoon to be goofy. Namjoon, you know, helps Taeyang to focus and be serious.
Yeah.
I feel like also...
We could talk about it forever.
Forever.
I mean, the friendship is just the best.
Yeah. I feel like Namjoon really helped also... You said that... When Taeyang joined BTS, he said he didn't have any talents.
Yeah.
You know, and he's really worked
on
himself.
That's what he thought.
That's what he thought, right? So, I feel like Namjoon really helped guide Taeyang. He just really is one of Taeyang's biggest cheerleaders and biggest support.
He really sees the potential in Taeyang.
So much fucking potential.
So much potential. And he knew it, and he saw it, and he really has helped Taeyang blossom. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Singularity. Stigma.
I mean,
all of it. The dance. He's like the dance line now.
We have Namjoon to thank for Singularity.
Really,
you know, he wrote the lyrics "One and Done." You know, and with Taeyang in mind, this is how well he knew Taeyang. That when that song came out, when we watched the video, we were like, "This is Taeyang.
It's him.
It's just him."
He understands Taeyang so much. He knows so much about him.
Yeah.
And I think it was, you know, when they had that discussion where J-Hope and Yoongi said that there's like these kind of a border between their relationship with Namjoon. Namjoon also, in that earlier in that video, he had to like write things about Taeyang, and Taeyang is like, all of these things are right. Like, you just know me so well.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's V-mon.
We are obviously big friendship shippers of V-mon.
Overall, our idea is that there's not much romantically there, if anything.
Yeah.
I feel like, not really. But as far as friendship, it is quite possibly the best friendship in BTS.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of the strongest friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's V-mon.
That's V-mon. If you have any content that is, like, romantic V-mon moments, please send it our way. We'd love to see it.
Yeah, that we missed.
I still think it'd be sexy because, like, seeing V next to RM being submissive, I was like, oh, this would be... real good.
That's a fantasy of the romantic ships is so good, so we really missed out on that this time. But we can appreciate the wonderful friendship for
the
what
friendship,
it is.
Yeah.
So guys, if you liked this episode and if you've liked any of our previous episodes, we would love and super appreciate if you would go over to iTunes and leave us a review, because once we get to 100 reviews on iTunes, we are doing another ship series. We're doing a Taekook ship series.
Yeah.
Which we know so many people love Taekook. Bethany loves Taekook. Bethany has gotten me to love Taekook, but for this episode, I think I'm just gonna sit back. I'm gonna act like I know nothing about Taekook at all.
Ooh,
I'm gonna,
please act like you know nothing.
I'm gonna act like I don't believe that Taekook is real. I'm gonna act like I believe in Jikook or something, and then you can convince me. So Bethany will convince me.
I'm gonna convince a lot of people. I've convinced so many people.
You've convinced so many. Anyways, so head over to iTunes, leave us a review. We'd super appreciate it. And if you want to contact us, you can do that at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and talk to us, interact with us on Twitter at standingbtspod. You can like us on Facebook, we're standingbts. You can also follow our fangirl Instagram account, which is crazy, so much fun, at Sugarfree Cookie Jams. And you can find links to all of that in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.